When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Hello, everyone. This is former Houston Rocket player Joaquin Hawkins with
Cody Davis, and we are the hosts of Believe in the Rockets, only on the Believe Podcast Network. Before we get started, we want to tell you guys about Aurora NutraScience. It's a health and nutrition product that helps you get the vitamins needed for a healthy lifestyle.
These are three of the vitamins that I currently take. Exoflex is supposed to help out with joint pain. Curcumin works like Advil and is good for inflammation. And vitamin D3 improves overall health and assist with strong bones and teeth.
To try these products and more from Aurora NutraScience, go to VivaLifeScience.com and use the promo code ROCKETS for a 10% discount at checkout. Again, go to VivaLifeScience.com and use the promo code ROCKETS for a 10% discount at checkout. Another installment of Believe in the Rockets, only on the Believe Podcast Network. And as always, I'm your host, credential reporter for SB Nation, covering the Houston Rockets, Cody Davis, along with my partner in crime,
former Houston Rocket player Joaquin Hawkins. What's up, CD? How you doing today?
I'm doing well, man. Doing well. Thank you so much for coming back in the studio with me today. The last episode of Believe in the Rockets, I did by myself because I figured you was kind of busy as you getting your AAU stuff, getting all that stuff taken care of out there in California. However, on today's installment of Believe in the Rockets, we're going to do things a little bit different. We're going to take the spotlight off of the Houston Rockets, who are back in action tonight against the Los Angeles Clippers. And yes, as we know, there are only two games remaining in what is one of the worst seasons in franchise history, as the Houston Rockets will be playing their final home game of the season, as they are coming in with a record of 16-54. Wow. But we're not going to talk about the 2021 Houston Rockets. We're going to take a look back at two Hall of Fame members who are a part of this organization. And speaking of Hall of Fame, ladies and gentlemen, I'm pretty sure you all know the Hall of Fame class of 2020 will be inducted inside the Naismith Basketball Memorial Hall of Fame on tomorrow, which means the great, the one and only Rudy Tomjanovich will be inducted into the Basketball Hall of Fame on tomorrow. And ladies and gentlemen, speaking of another Hall of Fame member we want to talk about, the voice of the Houston Rockets for over 40 years, Mr. Bill Worrell, has announced that tonight will be his final game being the TV color analyst of the Houston Rockets. And look, Hawk and listeners, I'm not surprised that Bill is retiring. However, I just wish he would have done it at a different time because, boy, as we mentioned, Over the last year, it seemed like the Houston Rockets have lost nearly every important member of their organization, and Bill Royale just adds to that list. But before we jump into everything today, I do want to remind everyone that this episode is brought to you by BetOnline.ag. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. BetOnline has you covered for all news, scores, and odds, and it's the best way to place your bets, and it's free to sign up. So head on over to the website betonline.ag or use your mobile device to sign up today, and you will receive a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. So as I mentioned at the top of the show, Rudy T will be inducted inside the Basketball Hall of Fame on tomorrow. And look, first and foremost, let me just say that this is long overdue. Rudy T should have been a member of the Basketball Hall of Fame. However, we know sometimes there are some unfortunate people who have to wait just a little bit longer than some others. And speaking of some others who did not have to wait at all, ladies and gentlemen, this is arguably the best Hall of Fame class ever, because in addition to Rudy T, you have Kobe Bryant, who's going in, who once again, in my eyes, this is the greatest player in basketball history, along with Tim Duncan, Kevin Garnett, Tamika Catchings. The names go on and on. Hawk, this is the greatest basketball class ever. In the midst of all this, Rudy T name is going to be called on tomorrow. And first and foremost, you're talking about a guy who was one of the Houston Rockets' first superstars, as he became a five-time All-Star who averaged 17 points and 8.5 rebounds for his career. As we all know, he took over the head coaching duties for the Houston Rockets during the 1991 season, led them to back-to-back NBA titles in 94 and in 1995, and is still the winningest coach in Rockets history by recording 900 wins as a coach. His last season came during the 2002-2003 season. Hawk, that's your squad. Well, the Rockets barely missed the playoffs with a 43-39 record. So, Hawk, as someone who was a part of that 2003 team, what was it like having Rudy T as a head coach?
Well, let me first start by saying, you said a little bit earlier that it's been long overdue. I totally agree with that, man. I think we all can say that. But when you start to name some of those other members that's going to be a part of this class, Kevin Garnett, particularly our guy Kobe Bryant, I think it couldn't have been a better time, because you have all these greats that's going to be acknowledged, and they definitely deserve it. But to have Rudy T there, I mean, I think it's fitting for him to be in the same class as those greats, especially Kobe Bryant. So I'm not surprised at all. It is long overdue, but, you know, what can you say? Things happen when they're supposed to happen. And so it's good to see that he's being acknowledged at this time. I'm going to talk about Rudy just as the person, not as the coach, not as the former player. Obviously, he gave me my opportunity in the 1 year that I did make it into the NBA, and just his character, just his dignity, how he went about his business, and just giving me, as well as other players that was there before I was and even afterwards in the league, just giving them that hope, that inspiration, and just giving me the opportunity. I can't say enough about Rudy. I do remember time and time again when I would walk into that gym. Again, I'm a rookie, 29 years old, trying out for the NBA for my third time around, because at that time I already been cut by the Lakers in 96, been cut by the Clippers in 98. So, you know, I'm hoping, like they always say, you know, third time is a charm. I'm hoping this is the charm for me. And it couldn't have been a better time for me, having a coach like Rudy. And I remember from day one, Scottie Brooks was the person, as well as Earl Cureton. They're the one that called ahead to try to get me into camp with the Rockets. And they told me, just be ready for your opportunity, because Rudy's going to give that to you. Now, of course, you hear that all the time. You know, no matter what you do, be ready for your opportunity. But when you see and you actually have a person like Rudy T, that not only will give you and gave me the opportunity, but he would articulate what is needed for me to make this team. But it was more so what I did well. He would always tell me, Hawk, just do what you do well. And I was a defender. I knew that was the one thing that the Rockets needed. I was a big guard, you know, 6'7", can guard the 1, 2, and 3. And I knew that took on that role before I even got to the Rockets. But when I was there, I embraced it. And he helped me embrace that and, you know, give me the time during practice time to be on the same team with Yao Ming, Steve Francis. I mean, he really just gave me that inspiration and motivation that I need to prove that I belong. And so, again, every practice, during games, I mean, I remember one game particularly. You know, I'm playing hard, diving for loose balls. One time I got a deflection. I collided with another player, and it was a hard, I mean, collision, you know, and I popped up. And he said, Hawk, Hawk, are you good? I'm like, I'm good. He said, you damn right you good. You good for the team. So, I mean, just little things like that, man. He never made me feel that, you know, that was nothing other than a Houston Rocket. And I'm so grateful and thankful for him now, because all the lessons he taught me in that year, I'm now teaching kids that are part of my AAU program. So thumbs up for Rudy T. Appreciate you, man. And, you know, job well done. Job well done.
One of the things I love most about Rudy T, he always seemed to be a pioneer of basketball. And I say that because he was one of the first coaches who built a championship team by taking full advantage of the three-point line, because a lot of people don't know when the three-point line was introduced, I believe, what was it, the late 70s, early 80s, if I'm not mistaken, not too many teams build an offense around the three-point line. But Rudy T was one of the original coaches who not only had the three-point line instilled in their offense, but once again, he built not one, but two championship teams based off shooting three-pointers. I mean, there was a time during those early to mid-90s, the Houston Rockets did lead the league in three-point shooting. And later on in his coaching career with the Rockets, he was one of the original coaches to start experimenting with small ball. And Hawk, you just mentioned how you was a big guard. What was it about Rudy T that had him thinking ahead of the current NBA when he was a coach, especially during that time when you were experimenting with that small ball experiment with him?
Well, I think he's his own pioneer. I mean, he doesn't go with the grain. And, you know, Mario Ellie, he's always been just an inspiration to me, because just like I did, he played overseas before he played in the NBA. So Rudy wasn't, you know, he wasn't so into big name players and, you know, the all-stars, let's get him over here. No, he wanted to take advantage of what he had. And if it was a Joaquin Hawkins, no-name rookie coming in that has some talent, okay, let's see if this kid really can hang, you know, with the big dogs. Mario Ellie, as I said before, obviously won a couple of championships, you know, playing overseas. He just loved players that was hard-nosed, that fought, you know, and didn't take plays off. And that's the type of player he was when he played. So I think it's more so him just, again, being that pioneer, being a leader by example, and, again, not going and doing what everybody else is doing, all the other coaches trying to get a certain player. He wasn't like that. And that's why I can say that he's definitely the best coach that I've had.
One of the things I always hear when I hear former players speak about Rudy T is the confidence that he was able to instill in them. And Hawk, as someone who went undrafted in 96 and you got your first opportunity playing under Rudy T, what was it about his coaching style that gave players the confidence that they needed to succeed? Because in addition to you as a rookie, Rudy T also had to instill the confidence in Yao Ming, who is, of course, another Hall of Famer with the Houston Rockets.
Absolutely. Rudy had an eye not only for talent, but he had an eye for what you did well. And that was the first thing he would always say. Do what you do well. We have other players that do other things. You're here for a reason. And because, again, they didn't really know who I was until those days that I was in training camp. And I initially, I remember the very first day of training camp, I wanted to guard Steve Francis. I knew that he was an all-star. I knew the fact that, you know, he's a franchise player.
Did he cross you up? Did he cross you up?
He didn't do that. But I got to say, you know, this having a talent like Steve Francis, it only made me not only make the team because I was able to show that I can guard a player like that. But, you know, having him and Rudy T to have the confidence in me, once I did get on the court with him, you know, I wasn't a hinder of the type of player he was. And Rudy saw that, you know, anytime I was out there, especially during practices, you know, with Yao Ming, Maurice Taylor, who was that? Katina Mobley, Steve Francis, all those guys, I didn't hinder their abilities. And so, again, he said, Hawk, focus on what you do well. You're a defender. You get deflections. You take charges. But when I was able to show him that I can knock down the three ball, too, he was like, wait a minute. We got something special here. But, you know, just him having the confidence and being able to continue to let me know, do what you do well, Hawk. We don't need you to come over here trying to prove and do something else. That was all I needed. You know, I didn't have that pressure every day to let me show that I can shoot the ball today. Let me show that I can dribble today. He was like, no, just do what you do well and everything else will play out. And it did, man. It was, again, it's like a movie to me. I still can remember every single day in training camp. And I'm with the different coaches and they're giving me their feedback from Rudy. But to have him, you know, come to me, again, he's a Hall of Famer. We're talking about him for a reason right now. He's one of the greatest coaches that ever lived. And for me to be on the court, to be on the team, to have him as my mentor and my coach, and the main reason why I made the NBA is because he believed in me. And so, you know, I'm still thankful for it. And again, man, I can't say enough. This is a good day for Rudy T.
In addition to Rudy T., as I mentioned, this is part of, if not the greatest Hall of Fame class ever. I think 2009 was really good when Michael Jordan, John Stockton, and I believe David Robinson all was inducted. But I think this class surpassed that. And Hawk, really quick, I do want to ask you before moving on, talking about Bill Worrell. Can you just talk about how was it playing against Kevin Garnett and Tim Duncan? Of course, we talked about Kobe several times on this show, but if you want to add Kobe's name in this discussion, go right ahead. You know I'm not going to argue with you.
You know what? I think when Garnett was in the league, I don't know if he was maybe hurt that game we played him. I'll have to look at, go back in the stats to see. And I think same thing with Tim Duncan, man. I think he was hurt when we played. We only played San Antonio, I think maybe twice that year. And if I remember, man, I think they both of the times we played them, they were hurt. But playing with Kobe Bryant, whew, what can I say? I remember coming back home for the first time, you know, since I was in training camp with the Rockets, and you know, had my family, my whole family there at the Staples Center. You know, I had a chance to play against Kobe in the past, but to see him and to, you know, to guard him is two different things. You know, love to obviously see him on TV, but to see how he moves, just his mentality of you know, everyone hear about the mama mentality. I think it's even, you know, tougher to guard him because you know this coming, you know what he's about to do, but you just can't stop it. I remember a couple of times, you know, he roll from with a lob where the Derek Fisher throwing a lob to him, and I was guarding him, and I had to eat it. I'm like, hey, you're not dunking on me, but you can dunk around me. So just to have different experiences like that, guarding him, it should try and make it, you know, tougher for him. Obviously, no one can just stop Kobe, and I wasn't, even though I was trying to just stop him, I just wanted to make it difficult for him. And, you know, I had certain moments during the games, I had some success, but You can't stop greatness. And it was too many times where he showed how great he was, whether he was double team, triple team. You know, one thing I can say is that I had a couple of wins against Kobe. So, you know, I might have outplayed him. I think he had 38 when we played against him at the Staples Center. But at least I can say we got the W.
Yes, as a matter of fact, he did. I believe he scored 40 that game. And oh. But you guys did get the W, I must say. That was one of the first time Kobe just went ballistic doing his 40, 50 point stretches. I believe Shaq was hurt that game. I do remember watching that game, by the way. But with Rudy T going into the Hall of Fame on Saturday, the Houston Rockets would officially have 13 Hall of Famers who have represented this organization at one time or another. And Hawking listeners, we might as well bump that number up to 17 when you look at the future of the Hall of Famers who are going to be going in, who represented the Rockets, and James Harden, Dwight Howard, Chris Paul, and Russell Westbrook. That's going to be 17, but I'm going to say 16 because I do not count Scottie Pippen as someone who represented the Houston Rockets because he was only here for a year. It was a lockout year.
Oh, come on, CD. Give him some credit. He had the uniform on.
It was a lockout year.
All right.
He was only here for 1 year, and not only that, he didn't even enjoy his time, and he did not give the organization in the city his all. I guess he was missing Michael Jordan too much. I don't know, because when he went to Portland, he had no problem of showing that he still has something left in the tank.
Yeah.
So that's why I say I don't want to count him, but, you know, Rudy T being inducted into the Hall of Fame, I say what, in the next 10 years, we're going to be looking at an organization that's going to have 16, if you want to count Scottie Pippen, 17 Hall of Famers within this organization. And once again, it just shows you how great the Houston Rockets have been as an organization for an extremely long time. Once again, shout out to Rudy T, one of the greatest coaches in history.
Right.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to this latest installment of Believe in the Rockets, only on the Believe Podcast Network. Hawk and listeners, over the past year, this organization has lost a lot of people. James Harden, Russell Westbrook, Mike D'Antoni, Daryl Morey. The last time you and I was in the studio, we was talking about Tad Brown, who said that he was retiring at the end of this season. And now we got to add another list to the people who's departing this organization. And that is the one and only Mr. Bill Worrell. Now, this is a guy who has been the Rockets TV color analyst since 1981. 40 years, 4 decades. And when I moved to Houston and fell in love with the Rockets in 2003, to understand how long that was, the Rockets were still being broadcast on Channel 51. Do you remember that, Hulk?
Man, I can't say enough about the Rocket organization. I know they're not doing as well as we want them to do right now, but the history is unprecedented. I mean, for me as a player, you know, you always want to hear your name called. And I've been very fortunate to have Chick Hearns call my name, Stu Lance, Calvin Murphy, obviously now Bill. And, you know, I didn't know, you know, coming to the Rocket organization, I knew about Calvin Murphy, but I didn't know about Bill. I didn't know about who was doing the announcing. I was just trying to make the team. And so I just remember particularly doing certain games. It's actually a picture I just was talking to you about. It's a picture of me, Bill, and Calvin Murphy. I remember that particular game, and I played well, man, and I'm just happy the fact that we won that game. But when they said that I was the player of the game and they wanted to do an interview, you know, of course I got nervous. I'm like, me? Who, me? But to be able to sit down with Bill and Calvin Murphy and to hear him almost express like a certain gratitude of how I performed, I mean, I was honored because I knew the history. I knew he's called the names Akeem Olajuwon, Charles Barkley, Mario Elie, Kenny Smith. I mean, all those guys. And now, you know, I can add my name to that list of players that he was able to, you know, talk about and really be able to let the public know who I was as a player and even as a person. So I can't say enough about not only the Rocket organization, but to have Bill, you know, to be one of those announcers, to call my name night in, night out, to say good things about me. I mean, it's an honor, it's a privilege, and I can't say enough. And it's bittersweet, you know. I'm sad to hear that he's going to be departing the Rocket organization, but, you know, it's pretty sweet that I can say that he actually had a chance to call my name.
Hawk, I got a surprise for you. I don't know if it's from the game that you was referring to, but I actually found a highlight of Bill Royale saying your name, and you scored a fast break layup that was assisted by Steve Francis, and this is what it sounded like.
Stevie advances the ball to Hawkins on the drive. Oh, Joaquin Hawkins slices inside for two.
Yep. Yes, sir. That's Bill. Yeah, man. Like I said, man, to hear that, whew, it still gives me chills. that's me during my younger years. But again, to have him, you know, one of the greatest, it's obviously the greatest for the Rocket organization, you know, to be an announcer, to call my name, it's just, again, what can I say? I'm privileged, and it's just an honor to say that, you know, I had a chance to play with the Rockets and have him call my name.
Awesome. Sounds good. I just wanted to throw that in there. When I found that highlight, I was like, man, I got to play this for Hawk. I got to play this for Hawk. But, you know, I love how you, and this is why I love doing this podcast with you, because you can talk from, of course, the NBA perspective, playing with the Rockets. And of course, me, now I'm looking at it from a journalist perspective. But at the same time, this is still my favorite team and a team that I grew up loving. And Bill Worrell is basically the voice of my childhood, because when I first moved to Houston in 2003, I was, 10? And here I am at 28. Covering this team, and just knowing that Bill Worrell is retiring, it's actually a little bit sad, because like I said, he's a voice of my childhood. He's the number one guy, along with Kevin Murphy as well. He's the number one guy almost every single night I heard his voice, and his voice is behind some of my favorite highlights in NBA history, especially the highlights that has to deal with my favorite player of all time and my favorite Rocket, Tracy McGrady. And my favorite call that he ever did came during the 2005 NBA playoffs. It was game 2, where Tracy McGrady led the Rockets to a victory. I believe that night he had like 38 points, and he scored the game-winning basket. And just listen to the way Bill Worrell goes crazy.
They're not going to take it. They're going to go on. McGrady, 6 seconds, down to 5, down to 4. McGrady for the win! Yes! Tracy McGrady, outstanding, outrageous, simply incredible!
God, I wish we would have won that series, but this is a guy who covered Hakeem, T-Mac, Yao, James Harden over the past 8 years. I think that's what I'm going to miss the most about Bill Worrell, and how the way he was always coming up. Hey, Hawk, really quick before closing this installment of Believe in the Rockets, did Bill have a nickname for you?
I can't remember if he does.
Or did you have a move he used to do that he gave it a nickname? Like, I remember when T-Mac used to dunk on people, he used to say Tracy with a facey.
I can't remember that far back, man. I know Rudy T used to call me old rookie, because I was, again, 29 years old, but I was the second oldest rookie in the NBA during that time. But that was the only nickname that I had.
Once again, shout out to Bill Worrell, one of the greatest TV color analysts in NBA history, and of course, by far, the greatest TV color analyst in Rockets history. And really quick, before closing out this installment of Believe in the Rockets, I do want to mention to all the listeners out there, especially the ones who caught the latest installment of Believe in the Rockets, according to Kelly Eco of The Athletic, the Houston Rockets have signed guard Khari Thomas to a multi-year contract. I wanted to bring that up because on the latest installment of this podcast, I talked about how I wanted to see Thomas, Amani Brooks, and Kenyon Martin Jr. be a part of this Houston Rockets team moving forward, because all three of those guys have done a tremendous job playing extremely well to close out this 2021 NBA season. With all that being said, that's going to conclude another installment of Believe in the Rockets, only on the Believe Podcast Network. As always, I'm your host, Cody Davis. Please remember to follow me on Twitter at CodyDavis_24. Once again, that's Cody, CodyDavis_24.
And you can follow me, Coach Hawk 247 on IG. That is Coach Hawk 247 on IG. You also can follow me on Facebook at Joaquin Hawkins.
Until next time, ladies and gentlemen, shout out to Bill Worrell and Rudy T. Congratulations on being inducted into the Basketball Hall of Fame. Until next time, ladies and gentlemen, peace.
Reese's peanut butter cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. that's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.
When your space has the long-lasting, noticeable scent of Airwick Vibrant Essential Mist, you'll want to invite everyone over. From book club to reality TV watch parties, even the in-laws.
It smells amazing.
Airwick Vibrant Essential Mist is infused with 2 times more essential oil versus regular Airwick Essential Mist for our most authentic, nature-inspired fragrance experience. Airwick Vibrant Essential Mist is perfectly portable and effortlessly easy. The way fragrance should be. Now that's a breath of fresh Airwick.